Listen to Pete Jones on Radio Reverb, or we will come and haunt you. We are Radio Ghosts.
This interstitial announcement has been brought to you by Radio Ghosts, the thinking man's show, Wadi Wadi.
We have in the studio the mighty powerhouse that some people have called Fractured, but we call Jeff, Jamie, John and Dave, also known as Fractured. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
You are so welcome. Thanks for breaking down the barriers downstairs, because I know, this is always happens when we put out the fact that we've got a big band coming in, that the crowds get a little bit busy down there. So what was it like getting through security and stuff and just sort of trying to convince them that you were the actual artists and not the fans? Was it difficult?
It was scary.
Scary is probably good. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. The security guy told us that he had to go at 5, so...
He had to go at 5. Well, that gave you sort of no kind of security-conscious feeling at all, did it, with those? That mob? Seriously.
Terrifying.
Terrifying is not the word. Of course it isn't. Thanks, Jamie, for that. Although, you know, yes. Anyway, so you're welcome. You made it through. Obviously, you've been in the green room and everything else. Hospitality okay, as always?
Thumbs up.
Good.
Something's up with Simone, I'm sure.
Simone, well, I don't want to say. I think she's a Man City supporter. I'm reading between the lines, so I don't think it went so well weekend for Simone. Thanks for pointing that out. Simone, we absolutely love you. Also, don't forget, these guys have come in. For them, it's a bank holiday. I mean, for us, it's just another working day. But for them, it is a bank holiday. So, that's probably what you're getting. That's the vibe you are getting. So, Fractured, do let me know what is going on in your world. We are loving the new tracks, which aren't specifically yet from an album that exists, are they?
Not yet, but they might be. What can I say? We want to keep people on tenterhooks.
Well, we're not playing Tenderhooks this week, I'm afraid, if that's okay. If you're listening, Marcus, from Tenderhooks, we're not playing you, but they are being kept on Tenderhooks. So we've got about 6 tracks out of the traps from which are new and not on Cracking Up.
They will be put together in an album at the end of the year.
Is that how you guys are doing it?
Yeah. So we're doing one track a month, and then if you're still with us by December, you'll be able to get them in an album tentatively called Replastered.
Replastered. That's just genius, isn't it? These guys. I mean, serious wordsmiths is what they are. Word squiffs, I should say, probably. Yes, indeed. I know. Sorry, I just got a glimpse of John and his headphones and hair, which is quite the shot.
What?
Yes, quite the shot. If you're watching on the webcam, then let us know whether... If you are watching on the webcam, let us know where the camera is, because we're not aware there is one. So... we'd always love to know. I'm always intrigued where that webcam is. But John, you're just styling it out, mate.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby. Everyone knows, of course. I should probably say we got Jeff, who is Fractured Vocals, of course. I don't mean your vocals are fractured, but you know what I'm saying. Jamie on BVs, backing vocals and guitar and piano, basically. Quite a lot, really.
Piano.
Harmonica.
Oh, harmonica. Last album was...
You had a piano out.
I did. I played one key on the piano.
That counts. That definitely counts. And then, of course, we got John, who most people know as the bass player. I just know as just the visual joy and beauty that he is. And then Dave on drums. It does say other instruments. Dave, what other instruments would be coming out of the traps that aren't drums in your repertoire?
You played those twirly things, didn't you?
I don't know how to describe them, Pete. It's you swirl it around your head, and it makes like a...
Is that, in fairness,
John played one of those as well.
There's two. All My Conifers Are Dead.
On conifers.
It sounds like a sort of a bonzo doodah instrument or the like.
It's that sort of thing.
It's
Swanny Whistle territory.
It's sort of psychedelic Swanny Whistle.
Right, yeah. Right.
No, it's good. The vibe on that one.
Yeah, no, exactly. Folks, what track should we play? Because we've got a few lined up in. I just want to give these people, before we give, your sort of summer timings of gigs and festivals, what track shall I play?
I think probably the most recent release, which is... All right.
All right.
All right. It was all right. By the way, this went down mighty well last week when we played it. Folks, this is Fractured. It's their track, All Right, and you will love it. Absolutely all right. Thank you, folks. That just ripped straight out of the stores, didn't it? So that is going to be on Unplastered. Did you say it was going to be called? Replastered. So when's the next time people can see you guys live?
Friday. We play the Glastonwick Festival near Lancing. And
talk me through the Glastonwick.
Glastonwick is a punk and real ale festival, 3 days. It's curated by Attila the Stockbroker, Brighton legend. And if you like a bit of real ale and a lot of punk, that's the place to be.
Well, you've got some fans out there, because Andy, who's listening apparently in Deal, he says he's already learnt that track off by heart. He's a lyrics man, obviously, clearly. But who's responsible for the intricate lyrics of that song?
Dave.
What a Sir Swift.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I'm pacing myself, Pete, lyrics wise. I think the next song, I thought I was just going to pick another word. And
similar, more syllables.
Move on like that. Two syllables, I think, is impactful.
Works.
Well, impactful is one of the words I was going to say, yeah.
Went over my head, Dave, that one.
Yeah, that's beautiful. How does it work? Because we had a little insight earlier off air of just the intricacies of how songs get created in the Fractured Factory. Dave, talk us through what you were discussing and how the process works.
It's very high tech. We're quite cleared up on that, and what I do is hum. The one in 15 songs I have anything to do with, I hum into a mobile phone and then play drums on my legs, and then I send that through to Jamie, who translates it occasionally into a song. Otherwise Jamie comes in with something, or John comes up with something, or Jeff comes in with some words, and then something happens.
Do you know
that's
what?
It, isn't it?
With the detail,
I have very little to do with the end product.
I know what you're thinking, Pete.
What the hell?
You're thinking
that's an idea for a song,
Lennon and McCartney, aren't you?
I was thinking something. Not sure what yet. What track should we play, you gorgeous people?
Well, we're still here, so why not kick off with? I'm Not Dead Yet. How about that?
Right. Yes. Well, no. Brilliant. Folks, Fractured, I'm Not Dead Yet. Do text us 07909-547-336. I'm wondering, by the way, just cracking in there, I didn't realise punk and real ale went together.
Yeah, it's a hell of a combination.
Oh, they're comfortable bedfellows.
Who knew?
I did not know. Up to a point.
Who knew? I cannot see it. Not back in the day, I don't think.
I think you're probably remembering Cider as a companion for...
Snake Bite. Sure.
Yeah, snake Bite. You
know, we've moved snake on. There's a niche there, John. It's got more classy now.
Yeah, well, there you go. Folks, I'm Not Dead Yet.
Lying in bed, I can't get to sleep. It's 3:10. I've got hot feet, they're keeping me up, getting me depressed, and my aching bones, they're getting me stressed. I'm putting on weight, I'm losing the fight. I'm putting on years, and I'm losing my sight. Too much too young, at an early age, and now I've got no cartilage. I'm perfecting the art of falling apart. Don't press the eject, I'm not dead yet. Hair on my head just grays and goes. Hair from my ears just grows and grows. The youth of today, they've got it in for us. I can't hear what they say through the tinnitus. I forget your name, I forget what you said. I'm losing my mind, I'm a self-respect, but it could be worse. Oh, can't you see? I'm standing here, but I'm free. I'm perfecting the art of falling apart. I still stand erect, I'm not dead yet. Yes, 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 yes. Yet, yet, I'm not dead yet.
Well, Andy, who's still listening, he says this song is so speaking to me. Andy, what is it saying? yes, well, you've caught us mid-Fractured, of course, with a second track from Fractured. We just played I'm Not Dead Yet. We've got the band here, Jeff, Jamie, John and Dave. Folks, you're so welcome. It's just lovely to have you. So listen, 31st of May, Church Farm, Glastonwick Farm, sorry, sort of Southwick, Coombs Road, that kind of thing. How do people get tickets for that?
There's a link on We Got Tickets. If they follow us on Instagram at Fractured Group, there's a link via that you can go to get the tickets.
And how many days is it? So 31st of May is Friday.
Yeah, it's 3 days. So there's the Newtown Neurotics are there. TV Smith is there. John Otway is there. Henry Normal's there. So loads of really good acts and us, sort of, as well.
And yeah, you guys, absolutely. So that's then. And then the following week?
Yeah, we are at the East Street Tap with the High Sides. That's the 7th of June.
So that's back in Brighton.
Back in Brighton. That one's nearly sold out, but hurry if you can.
Hurry if you can. Are you selling merch at the back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got T-shirts, Pete, which I believe you're modelling.
I am sporting one. We'll get a shot for the website. This is awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. It's my second Fractured T-shirt. Yes. I love it.
The third Fractured T-shirt will be available at the East Street Tap.
So. Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Man, I love a T-shirt. That is cool. And what are you flogging them for?
For some money, actually.
Genius. Now that'll catch on. Brilliant idea. No, that's great. You know, we are in the hubbub of the open market. You guys could have a Fractured store with all this clobber you got to sell.
We could. You know, 18 quid, Pete. 18 quid.
I mean, you're looking down now on the piazza that they call the open market. You can see there probably isn't much space for you, to be honest, to set up. But I'm sure, you know, every now and then a spare table or a trestle comes free. I think they're called trestles, which, you know, would be good. Anna and Hove says that she's coming to see you on the 7th of June. Yeah, that'd be great. The High Sides are fantastic. Who you're? I'm not going to say they're supporting you or you're supporting them. Is it just a joint gig?
Yeah, it's a joint gig. We're mates.
Yeah, but between you and me, they're probably not listening. They're supporting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah. Learn your place, High Sides. Yeah, absolutely. And then what else you got in the summer for us to come and see?
On the 20th of July, we are supporting London, the band, not the city.
Yes, no, brilliant.
At the Hope and Ruin. And
so yeah. London, not the football team, London.
Not of course. The
no.
London United.
And not the railway station, London. No, which you see in American movies. Yeah. We're pulling into London Station here. Love that, love it. So you're supporting London at the Hope and Ruin, 20th of July. That's a great gig. How did that come about?
We were asked to do it. We get invited to play with lots of bands that, how can I put it, first wave.
First wave, bands. Yeah, yes, first wave, yeah.
Yeah, old, some might say.
Yesteryear, I like that.
Yeah, so yeah, we got invited to support them, and normally, I mean, it's a good audience demographic for us.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Plenty of ale by the sound of it. Punks and ale.
That too.
Are you all ale drinkers?
Cider, Pete.
No, I'm fine, actually. I'm trying to work. What's the matter? Stop pushing that stuff on me. Get back in the green room, my friend. Get back. Oh, I see. Yes. So cider's your tipple. Jamie?
Ooh, bit of craft beer for me.
Ah, craft beer. Yes. I would say a German band, fancy. Yes. What, Jeff?
Punk IPA.
Good for you, sir. And John, of course, Ale, of course.
Straight up IPA.
Straight up IPA. Look at him. Of course he is. This is a track called What.Ever. It is Fractured. You are very, very, very welcome. They are brilliant. Just don't ask, all right? Don't ask.
Will you be back? Do you need a lift? 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 Oh, who will you be with? 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 Talking with a teenager. Talking with a teenager. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? Why don't you speak up? Why don't you speak up? Why don't you speak up?
Indeed, that was, well, the third or fourth track we've played, of course, from Fractured. It's What.Ever. Explain the dot.
Teenagers, when they talk to us, would invariably say, whatever. And it's punctuated, even though it isn't. So it's kind of like, meh. All right.
Meh.
Yeah.
All right should be all right. Surely.
Well, I digress, of course. I don't think we've moved on from that. So whatever is basically, yes.
Yeah.
And it's not that you just randomly go up and try and talk to teenagers. It's the fact that we've all got them. Is that right?
Indeed.
Yes.
Okay, no, brilliant. Well, it always strikes a chord, that track. I tell you, we get a lot of people going, yep, been there, which is brilliant. But there is such a lovely slice of wit about Fractured. There always has been. Would you say there's a sort of where's the tongue normally very, very planted in the cheek?
Yeah, left cheek normally.
Left cheek. Who's left cheek?
I try to think.
Ah, that's a shame.
We're not going to answer.
Right.
Moving on.
So that's the summer mapped out. Mm. What's the plan for the autumn? And what's the plan with the? Because you're always so prolific. New music just seems to drip off you.
Yeah, we've got. We will be playing the Pipeline in October, October the 19th. With we normally do a tour every other year to Finland. And the punks that we play with in Finland come over to Brighton in the alternate years.
I love that. That's
and
so cool.
They are back at the Pipeline on Friday.
The Finns are back.
October.
The Finns are back. Yeah. How many Finns? How many punk
just
bands?
One band this time.
Yeah.
Dry Horse. And bring your earplugs.
I will. We'll hear it from here, probably. What's the venue again?
That's at the Pipeline.
Pipeline. What a great venue. So would it be just you and Dry Horse?
We've got another Brighton band called The Late Returns playing that one.
So Late Returns, Dry Horse, Fractured Pipeline, somewhere in
Friday 19th October.
He's good on the dates. He's so hot. He's so on it. Let's crack another track because we're running out of time. Should we do Terry Smith's Party? You just sent it to me.
Yeah, this is the one that's going to be released in June. So this is exclusive to the Pete Jones Show.
Well, that's all we want. That's exactly what we want to hear. Folks, Fractured, Terry Smith's Party sounds a very, very similarly a lot like Dish.
Good, it was Terry Smith's party. A hot summer's day, 200 people came to Terry Smith's party. But no one knew the crew in the black BMW at Terry Smith's party. They came and spiked the bubbly with Valium and LSD. Terry Smith's party. Ecstasy and speed, Smith crack, beer and weed. It's Terry Smith's party. A party for the after one began to roll with everyone. It's Terry Smith's party. They played in excess, they got deep in shed sex at Terry Smith's party. Two budgies got killed, they were force-fed trill at Terry Smith's party. Neighbours full of ire, the guns on fire, Terry Smith's party. Bodies in the hot tub, dripping with blood, it's Terry Smith's party. The pergola's alight, it's a sob, have a riot, it's Terry Smith's party. A medal in the mummy, it's a little to anarchy, it's Terry Smith's party. Terry Smith's party. Terry Smith's party.
Well, you see, that's brand new. That is brand new, folks. And who's Terry Smith?
He's someone who used to invite me to lots of his parties every summer.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And it's kind of the quintessential English barbecue. And then Michael Barrymore happened and I sort of got an idea.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
It's those ideas that happen late at night that sometimes you regret and sometimes you make a record out of.
Yeah, I mean, it just happened. I apologise.
No, it's a cracker. It's a cracker. How do people get hold of the? Because I'm holding up Cracking Up, talking of which, this album. How do people get hold of? Do you have any of that left as hard copy?
Yeah, we got some left. Obviously, we flog as much merch as we can at gigs, but fractured-group.com is the website. Shop on there. You can buy anything you like.
You guys are so prolific and you're so brilliant and you're very entertaining and talented bunnies to boot. What can we get in terms of merch? Have we got your t-shirts lined up? We've got all three lined up.
All three t-shirts.
Yep.
And we've also got the World Tour poster designed
World
by
Tour poster.
John the Bassist.
John the Bassist, as opposed to John the Baptist. That's fantastic. and come what autumn, will there be a new album?
Yeah, yeah. So right. Replastered should be available towards the end of the year. We're not sure yet, but autumn,
well,
late
listen,
autumn.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I know it's been a bit of a schleck on this day. We've got to honour you by trying to play six of your tracks, which is, I think, unheard of, but although we did it last time. This, first of all, is Huevos. We'll play this and then talk about it and then we'll go out, okay? Is that okay?
That's lovely, Pete.
Thank you.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
leaves you no doubt as to what is going on in that song. Folks, thank you so much for coming in. We got the whole of Fractured here, Jeff, Jamie, John and Dave. That was Cuevas with exclamation mark to boot. Go and see these amazingly fun, talented bunnies. Glastonwick Festival, 31st of May, of course, 7th of June at the Old East Tap.
East Street Tap.
Thank you. East Street Tap with the High Sides or High Sides. Then you've got, what is it, the Hope and Ruin.
20th of July.
20th of July. And then you've got your sort of finish.
Finish Fun Pipeline, 19th October.
Fantastic. Will you guys come in back in the sort of the end of the autumn, kind of borderline winter? Should we do that and chat about the new album, even though this is mostly it, by the sound of it? And any new material that you've got, anything else, anything, keep us posted. You are so good at keeping us abreast. Please go and see these guys. There's a few tickets left for the East Side East Street Tap. I've got problems with that for some reason. East Street Tap, 7th of June, High Sides and Fractured. I'll be there. Cannot wait. It's going to be a great, great night. We're going to go out with another Bank Holiday classic. It's, if you're listening and you're stuck in traffic and the vehicle in front is a caravan, this might be your man. Folks, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Pete.
Appreciate you so much.
Cheers, Pete. Thank you, Peter.
Absolute pros. Adore you.
Ciao, ciao.
Caravan Man. Am I heading for Bank Holiday Hell? Am I gridlocked on the M5? Am I stationary on the A? Why? It's caravans, it's caravans, it's caravans. He's the man, he's the caravan man. Oh, I've been stuck in traffic for hours and hours. He is the man I can't stand. He's the caravan man. The man I can't stand, he's the caravan man. I try to accelerate and overtake. Here's the man I can't stand, he's the caravan man. But there's many, too many, too many caravans. Here's the man, I just don't understand, he's the caravan man. He's the man, he's the caravan man.
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh Pete Jones, oh Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.